Well, folks, you know you're in for a treat when you hear that tune, because it's time for another week of the Rec Poker Podcast. I'm your host, Jim Reed, Bluffsterini in the home game and at Rec Poker Jim on Twitter. And I'm excited that we got a special edition of the show tonight here on the Rec Poker Podcast. This is another one of our mixed games editions. We're going to be talking about Limit Badoogie tonight. But first, I have to thank our sponsors. We're brought to you by Running Aces, the official sponsor of the Rec Poker Podcast. And most of what we do here is free. We're a largely volunteer-based organization, so we really depend on the support of our sponsors and our premium members who take advantage of all the fun stuff that we do here for $15 a month. And you can get your first month for only $5 by using the code RECPOKER at checkout. And of course, we do so much for free. Just come to rec.poker and sign up for a free account today. All it takes is an email address and a smile, although we do insist on both. One of the things that unlocks is our home game club. And we have what many refer to as the toughest play money home game club in the, is it the metaverse, John? Is it the universe? What is the verse?
Metaverse is what I'm going with. The multiverse.
Multiverse. Thank you. Sorry. Right. I knew I was close. But that's just one of the perks. Come check us out. I am just one of the people that make the magic happen here at Rec Poker. You get used to hearing my voice on Mondays on the podcast. But if you want to find out more about the rest of our leadership group here, the Wrecking Crew, you can go to rec.poker/crew and see a bunch of smiling faces there. But you can also just listen up. You're going to meet a few of them right here tonight on the show, starting with our own home game director, John Somsky.
I'm John Somsky, also known as Poker Geek MN Everywhere, and I run the Rec Poker Home Games.
And I'm Rob Washam, and I'm Rabman50 just about everywhere. And you can find me on the book studies on the first and third Wednesdays of each month.
But we also have Taylor Moss.
And I'm Taylor Moss. You can find me on Twitter at Taylor_Moss, or as GopherBoyTJM in the Rec Poker Home Game. I also stream the home game Wednesday evenings, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, at twitch.tv/recpoker.
That's right. He's very tech savvy. That's why he handles all that production stuff himself. We're very proud of Taylor and all his fantastic efforts, especially in Marek Madness. We recently concluded how exciting that was. Way to go, Taylor. Super fun. We mentioned the home game club. That's because every month we're playing a different home game. We're featuring a different home game in our free play money home game club on PokerStars. And we're playing on the second Wednesday of every month, a player of the year race. It's not too late to join and to get involved. The theme of next month, the feature game next month, is Limit Badoogie. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to break down how to play, give you some strategy tips. And there's going to be some practice mixed games coming up that you can play for free and try out, your new skills in this fantastic new mixed game that you're going to be checking out. So listen to the podcast, join the free home game club, practice in some of the mixed games. The first one is tomorrow. If you're listening to this the day it comes out, this is the Tuesday release of the Forums edition of the podcast. The first practice mixed game for Limit Badoogie is tomorrow night, but there'll be another one next week. And the real magic happens on the second Wednesday of next month when you can play for real points in our Player of the Year race. So, John Somsky, you put this slate of fantastic mixed games together. Tell us a little bit about Limit Badoogie and how to get the most out of it.
So, Badoogie, you know, if you really want to get technical, it might be hard to call this poker. None of the poker hands make any sense to it. It is, spiritually, it's like a low ball game. So you want to get the lowest possible hand. What you're done is you're dealt four cards, and you have three drawing rounds, so it's a triple draw game. With those four cards, your goal is to have a Badoogie. A Badoogie is four cards with a four card Badoogie is four cards that do not duplicate any ranks or any suits. So it's rainbow, no pairs. Okay. Rainbow, no pairs is a four card Badoogie. If you do not have a four card Badoogie, then you play a three card Badoogie. So you throw away your pair, or you throw away a duplicate. You got to choose the best of your two suited cards or whatever, and you play a three-card Badugi, so forth and so on. So any four-card Badugi, even a king-high one, will beat every three-card Badugi. Every three-card Badugi beats every two-card. Every two-card beats every one. So, I mean, the only way you're going to get one is either if you get dealt quads or if you have everything of one suit.
That's right. So you should not still be in the hand in that case. Right. But yeah, okay, that's cool.
Another interesting thing. So it's dealt just, it follows the same structures like Limit Hold'em. So there are four rounds. The first two rounds has a small bet, which is equal to the size of the big blind. The next two rounds have a big bet, which is double the size of the big blind. And with this, it's interesting with some of the odds. There are 5,280 combinations of Badugis that are king high. Then there are 3,960 that are queen high. And it keeps on going down like there. So the median four-card Badugi is jack high. So that lets you know that, like, even 10 and 9 high Badugis are relatively strong. The best possible hand is ace, deuce, 3-4 in four different suits. That is the best possible hand you can have. And, of course, there are 24 combinations of that compared to the 5,280 combinations of a king high Badugi. Typically, when you start off, it is a triple draw game, so you have three chances to improve. You typically want to start with at least two rock solid cards, like an ace or a deuce, or three cards lower than a five, because it's just easier when you start better. It is one of my favorite hands, but it is possible to have like an ace, deuce, three rainbow and then brick your draw three times in a row and you just never improve. Now, sometimes an ace, deuce, three rainbow will win, because I would say a four-card Badugi, in my experience, and this is not based on odds, I'm just pulling a number out of the air, but a little over half of the time you'll have a four-card Badugi. So a little under half the time, a three-card will take the pot down. Of course, it matters how many people stay in, yada, yada, yada.
Sure. But it's like a one-pair. In Hold'em terms, it's almost like a one-pair hand that...
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to beat any good hands, but it beats ace high.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And if you can get yourself isolated with one other player, then you have a lot more ability, more chances that way. Another thing is, because this is a drawing game, just like Deuce to Seven was, that's another piece of information you can take.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with Badugi, you don't get quite as much. But obviously, if they're drawing two cards and you're drawing one, then you're ahead. And you should probably keep betting until they catch up. Or if you've made a pat hand, if you are dealt a king high Badugi and you're against one other player with a three-card Badugi, you are a favorite to win by the river. In other words, they are not a favorite to make the four-card Badugi.
Mm-hmm.
With something better.
Well, and if you think about it, if they've got a three-card Badugi and they're drawing one, they only have a 25% chance to hit the suit that they need for their fourth card, right? So even just, let alone whether it pairs what's in their hand or something else, like,
right.
It's your best odds are sort of one in four, if I'm doing the math right. Taylor, what's your take on that?
Yeah, it's actually a little bit worse than one in four. And that's why John's kind of getting to the point, because you have to worry about the pairs. So if you mm-hmm. think about it, you've got 13 possible cards of the specific suit you're looking for, but three of them are blocked by you having their pair counterparts. So you have 10 possible hand or cards that you can draw that would improve you to a four card Badugi.
Yeah, Rob?
I was just going to say the one thing that is probably the most important part of these draw games, whether it's Deuce to Seven or Badugi, is position. It's being able to see how many cards your opponent is drawing. It gives you a lot of opportunity to do some strategic changes to what you would normally do if you're in position. Because if you see somebody drawing two, and you might have a three-card Badoogie, but if he's drawn two, you could stand pat and probably have a good chance of winning that pot. And even if he gets a three-card Badoogie that's better than yours, the fact that you stood pat and then bet is going to get a lot of folds, even in limit.
So I guess my last question for you guys is there much bluffing then in this game? Is it simply a question of seeing how they draw and then deciding? Yeah, Taylor?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, what Rob is kind of getting at is like position is a huge part of this and with any other draw game that exists out there. So knowing what your opponent is drawing to can definitely influence how you would play a specific hand. If you're both drawing one, your opponent easily knows, hey, your odds are roughly 20% to hit your hand. Maybe I'm going to call down here. But if your opponent draws one, you have position and you decide to pat, whether that be with a four-card Badoogie or a three-card Badoogie. Now your opponent has to worry about the odds that you already have a four-card Badoogie. And if they don't hit theirs, which is going to be about 80% of the time, now they're stuck making that decision of how am I going to approach this hand? So there's the mental game of it. Like John says, this isn't poker. Like, no, the betting of this game is very much poker. Like, don't worry about the drawing of it, but think about the betting aspect of this game and how you're going to approach betting with Badoogie. And it's very much poker. So we can get into all those different pieces of like, how should you handle your draws and all those different pieces, but don't get worried about that. You're still playing poker and you're going to make those betting decisions versus your opponent.
And it's interesting in limit poker, there's a lot of room for creativity. So let's say your opponent, you have a three card Badoogie and they stand pat on the flop and you're in position here. Or on the first round, there is no flop. Then you keep on going. And then now you get to a little later on and you make a king high Badoogie that you don't think has a real great chance of winning. You can often raise there, assuming they're going to bet out now. You can raise and they'll probably call. But if they have, depending upon their hand, you can force someone to break a weak Badoogie that might be better than yours. Like they might be sitting on a jack six. So a jack six, they throw that jack, they have a chance of getting something better than that. And now your king high can sweep in because they'll probably not make it 80% of the time, as Taylor said. And then you can just take the whole thing down. There's also, like Rob mentioned, if you don't draw when you should definitely do that to improve your hand, that's known as snowing. Then that's also a good bluffing technique. You have to use that very strategically. If you overuse it, you will lose a ton of money. So, it has to be something rare because your opponents will catch on if you do that very often.
And then it's a race to see who adjusts faster.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen up, folks. You're going to hear from some fantastic, brilliant poker minds talking about how to play Limit Badoogie, and we'll catch up with you on the other side. Okay, we've got Chad McVean in the room. He's going to give us some tips on how to play Limit Badoogie.
Limit Badoogie. You want to have four cards that are low, all different suits. Here's the thing. If you're playing against one player, heads up, you don't necessarily need to have four different suits. There's a good chance that just having a good solid three will be good enough. Now, once as you have a limit betting structure, if they're drawing more than one, especially on that last turn, then three good Badoogie cards will probably be good enough.
All right. Chris Fox Wallace, give me a tip on how to play Limit Badoogie.
If you're playing with advanced players, you want to get really good at this game, you have to have some balance. And that means raising any hand that you're going to play that's a one-card draw and flatting with any hand you're going to play that's a two-card draw. This is particularly valuable when you're out of position if you're in the blinds, but it's also something you should just be doing all the time. And you should be raising all of your pat hands as well. So if a hand's not good enough to raise as a three-card hand, fold it. And then your opponent doesn't get any information about the strength of your hand from your raise. Now, you can completely conceal the strength of your hand. The only thing you're giving away is the number of cards you're going to draw, and they're going to see that anyway. So you're not giving anything away. You're completely balanced against very strong players by just doing that one, that simple approach to raising and calling.
Okay, Mike Patrick, give me a tip on how to play Limit Badoogie.
The great game of Badouglas, as the classy people call it. Badoogie is an awesome game. It's one of my favorite draw games personally, and it doesn't get enough love out there as far as I'm concerned. But to give you a tip to go with for this, always be starting at the bottom and working your way up. Start with your ace deuces and your ace deuce threes and your two, three, fours and stuff like that. If you have three to a Badoogie and you have, you know, like a nine or, you know, 10, maybe even, only be getting in there with that if you're in super late position and essentially stealing. You basically definitely want to be working your way from the bottom up, because you're just going to make better hands. And it also means that you have the good cards and your opponents are less likely to. So if you are going to be playing the great game of Badoogie, be working your way up from the bottom. Start with those low cards and don't get yourself in trouble where you're having to make a decision and going, oh my God, is my 10 Doogie any good? When you could just be putting yourself in a way better situation, just knowing what you're trying to make, how you're going to get there, and the strength of your hand is just going to be, you're going to be comfortable with it.
All right, Norman Chad, give us some tips on how to play Limit Badoogie.
Badoogie is controversial from one standpoint. It's the only non-poker poker game. You don't have to make a five-card hand. Every other poker game, you have to have a five-card hand. This is just four cards. Four different suits with the ace, deuce, three, four, four suits, no pairs. That's the best one. If you have a pair, that's a pair doogie. Pair doogies don't count. So, again, you want to be drawing to the best hand. So sometimes a three card doogie could win. So if you have an ace, deuce, four with three different suits, that might end up winning. So you often will draw two. This is a three draw game. You'll draw two to like an ace, deuce. You'd much rather draw two to an ace deuce than be drawing one to an ace five jack. That's going to make yourself a winner more often. The only thing I'd like to say about Badoogie is that I've always said it's Doogie, which is a short name for it, is a great name for a dog. Hey, Doogie, where you want to go, Doogie? Bad Doogie, bad Doogie, Badoogie, bad Doogie, bad Doogie, Badoogie. So yeah, it's a game that you learn to play that you will love once you play it.
Robbie Straczynski, give me some advice on how to play Limit Badoogie.
A Badoogie is a Badoogie. I know that sounds funny, but at the end of the day, getting four different cards of four different suits, even with three draws, is not necessarily easy. So even if you have a bad Badoogie, it's still a Badoogie, and it might be good. Pay attention to the other players around you, but even a King Badoogie, a Jack Badoogie, that could be something that'll win you the hand. A Badoogie is a Badoogie.
All right, Shannon Vandenberg, give me some tips on how to play Limit Badoogie.
Okay, the MGA top three tips for beginners into Limit Badoogie. Number one, it's really hard to make a Badoogie. That's my first tip. They're not easy to make. It's a really cruel game. Sometimes a three-card Badoogie is good. Especially like ace, two, three, like the nut three card Badoogie against an opponent that's still drawing. Sometimes your three card is good. I'm not saying call every time, and don't blame me if you lose the hand, because they may make a king. And I'm going to come back to it is a really cruel and unforgiving game. So Badoogie is really, really tough, and they're really hard to make.
All right. Well, that was another fun conversation about mixed games. My thanks to, of course, the Running Aces Hotel, Racetrack, and Casino for their support over the years. To John Somsky and the other members of our Wrecking Crew panel here talking about their love of mixed games, and all our fantastic guests who contributed their segments, their thoughts and tips and advice on how to get the most out of some different mixed games that we're going to be playing. So I'd encourage you, head on over to rec.poker, sign up for a free account there. You can go to rec.poker/homegame and find out all about the different mixed games that are being played throughout the year, a different one every month. And I would encourage our listeners, if you're a No Limit Hold'em player, dip a toe into some of the mixed games. You'll be surprised how much fun you can have. So without further ado, I'll just say thanks for joining us for another week of the Rec Poker Podcast. And I hope I get to see you all again next week or sometime real soon. Good luck on the felt, folks. Thanks again. Bye for now.